Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Shmini Atzeret. The Chag of Shmini Atzeret is a little bit strange in that it is connected to Sukkot on the one hand, but on the other hand, it is a completely independent Chag. On the one hand, it is connected to Sukkot. It is the eighth day. It is the eighth day after Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret. And it's exactly in that context that the Gemara and Masechet Sukkah Daf Nun Hey and Rashi quotes it in Parashat Emor in Vayikra Chav Gimel Pasuk Lamed Vav when Hashem says Atzeret Hi, that Shmini Atzeret is Atzeret Hi, says Rashi Atzarti Etchem Etzli Kemelech Shezimein Et Banav Lisuda Lekach Vekach Yamim. Rashi brings the Gemara and quoting a mashal. The mashal is, it's sort of like a king who has a seuda for his children for this amount of days. Kevan shehigia zmanan lehipater, once the time came for the party to be over and the children to go back home, for them to separate, Amar says the king, Banai, my children, bevakasha mikem, please, please, ikvu imi od yom echad, stay with me one more day, kashe alai predatchem. So it's connected to Sukkot. In other words, says the king to his children, you were here for so long, and we had a very good time, but please, your departure from me, your separation from me, is too difficult, it's too hard for me, so to speak. And so, ikvui mi od yom echad, stay one more day. And the nimshal is, as I said, that Sukkot is a chag of Shalosh Regalim, of course, one of the Shalosh Regalim, of course, but it also is a chag where the Shivim Parim are brought, and the Shivim Parim are keneged the Shivim Umot HaOlam, that non-Jews could come and bring korbanot also. It's a very, in many ways, a universal chag. And says Hashem, no, Shmini Atzeret, on the eighth day, please wait, kashe alai predatchem, your departure from me is very challenging. By the way, as a footnote or as a tangent for a moment, I would add that some of the Sifrei Musar look at these three words, kashe alai predatchem, and take it a little bit out of context, but still, of course, in a very beautiful way, says Hashem to Bnei Yisrael, kashe alai predatchem, when you amongst yourselves are nifradim, when you yourselves fight chas v'shalom, or create different groups chas v'shalom, it's kashe alai, says Hashem, I want you to be together. Kashe alai predatchem, when you yourselves separate, that's hard for me. But in any case, as we mentioned, there is a seven-day chag called Sukkot, but Hashem says, stay back, Shmini Atzeret. That is all on the one hand. All on the one hand, we have this idea that Shmini Atzeret is connected to Sukkot. On the other hand, we know from the Gemara also in Masechet Sukkah Daf Memchet Amud Aleph, the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Bet, the beginning of Memchet Amud Aleph, it says the Gemara that Shmini is a regel bifnei atzmo. Shmini Atzeret is a yantif to itself, le'inyan pazar kashav, the six-letter acronym, pazar, pei zayin resh, kuf shin bet. There are six ways in which Shmini Atzeret is a brand new, separate, completely independent chag. Pazar kashav, pei zayin resh, kuf shin bet. Pei stands for pais bifnei atzmo. Pais bifnei atzmo means that even though in the Beit HaMikdash we have a pais usually throughout the year to see, we have a lottery among Kohanim to see who is going to get certain jobs in the Beit HaMikdash. On Shmini Atzeret, it's different. On Sukkot, I'm sorry, throughout the whole year, there's a lottery every single day to see who gets the job. And regarding the Korbanot of Chag HaSukkot, there is no lottery, but on Shmini Atzeret, it's different in that there is a regular pais, a regular goral, a regular lottery on Shmini Atzeret. Zayin stands for Zman, that we say Birkat HaZman Shachianu, like we do on all Chagim. We didn't say a Shachianu on the third day of Sukkot, on the fourth day of Sukkot, the fifth day of Sukkot, but on Shmini Atzeret, we say Shachianu again. Regel is a regel bifnei atzmo. We're going to come back to that in a moment, please. Kuf stands for Korban. The Korbanot are different on Shmini Atzeret. Shin stands for Shir. The shir that the Levim used to sing in the Beit HaMikdash was different on Shmini Atzeret than it was on Sukkot. And Bet stands for bracha. Rashi brings two possibilities of what that means. Either special bracha, Shmini Chag Atzeret Azer, or however, whatever your minhag is. Or Rashi also brings that they used to give a special bracha to the king, a unique bracha. On Shmini Atzeret, a unique bracha. Anyway, that's Pazar Kashav. We did skip one. We skip Regel, Resh. In what way is Regel different? So Rashi says something very strange. Rashi says three words explaining what makes Shmini Atzeret unique, what makes it different. Regel Bifnei Atzmo, says Rashi, She'ein Yoshvin Basuka. Again, that's Rashi in Masechet Sukkah, Memchet Amud Aleph. Regel Bifnei Atzmo, She'ein Yoshvin Basuka. And everyone asks the question, what does that mean? That's what makes Shmini Atzeret special. I don't sit in a sukkah. I don't sit in a sukkah after Shmini Atzeret either. And I don't sit in a sukkah in a week, in a month, in 6 months. I don't sit in a sukkah. So that's what makes it unique. And since when do we have the end of a mitzvah being unique, being special? I don't blow a shofar after Rosh Hashanah. I don't eat matzah after Pesach. I don't read the Megillah after Purim, whatever the example is. So that all of a sudden makes it special. I don't sit in the sukkah. Of course I don't sit in the sukkah. So I saw a very beautiful answer which could explain this kind of dual message of Shmini Atzeret being connected to Sukkot but also not being connected to Sukkot. I saw a beautiful message from Rav Shlomo Yosef Zevin. He died only a few years ago, maybe about 40 years ago, 35 years ago, 1978. He wrote many svarim. One of them was called Moadim Bahalacha. And Rav Zevin explains this idea of She'ein Yoshvin Basukah in a very beautiful way. On Shmini Atzeret, the message is that I do not sit in the sukkah. I take everything I've learned over Sukkot. I take all the messages that I gleaned over Sukkot. I took the message that I live not only throughout Sukkot, but throughout the whole year in a sukkah. In other words, I'm at God's mercy. I live everywhere I go, even in the fanciest buildings and the most fortified forts. Even the cement walls and metal walls and brick walls are still flimsy walls, walls of a sukkah. And I could have the nicest, strongest roof, but really all year round I sit in a sukkah. I sit in a very precarious place, completely, completely, completely at God's mercy. The messages of that sukkah, and I bring my couches into the sukkah, and I bring my furniture to the sukkah, and my nice dishes and everything into the sukkah. Teshvu ke'ein taduru. And all these messages of saying what I've learned in the sukkah, that I'm at God's mercy, and God is in control, and everything that happens to me is because of God, and everything is for the good. All these things, I take into the house with me. She'ein yoshvin basukah. An Shmini Atzeret, I take that message, and I bring it into the house. What a tragedy would it be? What a tragedy it would be if I learned these beautiful messages in the sukkah, and then sukkah is over, okay, goodbye. I kick the sukkah, chas v'shalom. And that's really what the Gemara tells us that's going to happen, le'atid lavo, to umot ha'olam, who are not going to accept Hashem, they're going to kick the sukkah. What does that mean? It means that God, I'm done, okay, fine, I learned that message, let's move on. No, I don't move on. Everything I gain from the sukkah, I bring into the house. She'ein yoshvin basukah. I don't sit in the sukkah. I purposely and purposefully bring everything I've learned into the house, into my daily life, into my home, into my place of business. Everywhere I go, I remember the messages of the sukkah that God is in control. God takes care of me. I am completely in His hands. May we all be zocha to a guten kvittel on Hoshana Rabbah. May Hashem grant all our tefillot l'ratzon. May we recognize that we are completely at Hashem's mercy, not only on Sukkot, of course, but throughout the year and throughout our lives. And if we and all of us accept that, understand that, internalize that, live a life of placing our trust in God's hand, emet Hashem will all be zocha to see Biat Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera v'yameinu. Have a Chag Sameach, everyone.